Well, everybody out there is helping us generate excitement for Kosher Halftime Show 2022. And this is always the time of year where speculation is rampant about what the plan is for Kosher Halftime 2022, brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com. The Rothenbergs are excited. They are, again, being the presenting sponsor of the Kosher Halftime Show. Our commercial sponsors are excited that they are part of it. And I can tell you that our main participant is excited. And tomorrow on this broadcast, we are looking forward to speaking to our main participant and explaining just how important and noble a goal we have with this year's Kosher Halftime Show. In order to increase the excitement and relive some of the wonderful moments of the past, we've asked one of our great Kosher Halftime Show performers to join us this morning here on an Erev Rosh Chodesh at JM in the AM, and that is writer and comedian and actor Ashley Blaker, who you may recall was one of our more exciting Kosher Halftime Shows in recent years. Ashley Blaker, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Oh, good morning, Nachum. I'm a bit upset, actually, because you were saying tomorrow morning we're going to the excitement of the main participant. And well, I thought, oh, I'm on Monday morning. I want to be on tomorrow morning. I want to be participating again.
Well, we...
you know what? I'm going to be in touch. You know what? As soon as this call's finished, you know who I'm calling? The Rothenbergs. And we're going to sue you. Not having me, I'm going to take legal action. Yeah.
They may just sneak you into the show after you take legal action.
Yeah, they're paying for it, so why not?
They may just sneak you into Kosher Halftime Show 2022. Ashley,
it was exciting, yeah.
It was exciting. It was a lot of fun. I was glad you were part of it, and it's another great Kosher Halftime Show memory for us. What was your reaction when you heard that Los Angeles and Cincinnati are the two main cities on Super Bowl Sunday this year?
I'll be honest. If you remember, any viewer who remembers my appearance on the halftime show, which I think was 2 years ago, was it just before COVID? I think it was.
Yeah,
2020. Yeah. I just don't even know what this game is. I don't know what you call it, football. I have no idea what it is. It's not football. They're not using their feet. The rest of the world don't call it football. I don't know what this sport is. I don't understand it. I've watched it. I still don't understand what's going on. It's not for me. So Los Angeles, until you mentioned it, I didn't even know.
You didn't even know that it was Los Angeles against Cincinnati. Huh?
I had no idea.
Do you want to offer a prediction? Do you want to predict, even though you're unfamiliar with the sport and you can't figure it out, do you think it would be appropriate to announce who you think may win on the 13th of February?
Well, it really would be tossing a coin. I mean, I've got a coin here that I could toss it and say, well, heads is Los Angeles and the other is Cincinnati. But no, I would have literally nothing to go on. Where is the match taking place?
The game is actually taking place in Los Angeles, ironically enough. Usually it's at a neutral site that's chosen years in advance. This year they chose Los Angeles, and then by luck, the Los Angeles team.
So for that reason, then I'm going with Cincinnati.
All right,
I think the underdog, because then they're the underdog, and the underdog kind of let's be biblical, it's a David and Goliath thing. So
well, it's funny because without you even being familiar with American football, the reality is that the Cincinnati is the underdog. So it's funny you say that. Ashley Blaker is with us live via telephone. A couple of years ago, he was part of one of our great Kosher Halftime Shows. We brought him on not only to reminisce, but also to remind people that tomorrow we will actually announce Kosher Halftime Show 2022 and what our intention is and how important a message is going to be this year. But we thought we'd catch up a little bit with Ashley. Now, I would have to imagine that the bulk of the last couple of years you spent in the United Kingdom. Am I right about that?
That is 100% right. Because, yes, I remember that so vividly, actually, filming that with you and Mayor Kay.
Right.
And it was at Miriam's house in the Five Towns.
Right.
And I remember I took a car out there and we had a really fun morning. And my second off-Broadway show, Goy Friendly, which you came to. I remember you were sat on the front row one day with you and Miriam and Avram, and it was great to see you. That opened on the 1st of February. So I think it was a couple of days later and ran through February. And then we were going to, like, reopen, and then COVID came. So, yeah, I was back in London doing not an enormous amount of performing, a little bit online. I liked it. I actually liked, you know, a lot of comedians moaning about having no audience. When you perform for Jews, performing online without an audience is fantastic. I loved it because, you know, you don't have people sitting there going, oh, it's too hot in here. Oh, it's too cold in here. I don't like it. I can't hear him. I don't understand his accent. And that was just fantastic. So that was good. And also, I had my new BBC series, 6.5 Children, as well. And I've had a new series of that commissioned, so I've got to write that. But yeah, I've been back in New York for a little bit. Well, I came back to New York to perform, and I had December. I was performing, I started performing again throughout the United States. And then Omicron came, so I had a month off. But now things are just about restarting. We're getting stuff back.
So you're still in the New York area. Is there a schedule? Like,
a lot of things got cancelled. So I'm doing, I was doing a lot of events, a lot of events for shuls, a lot of charities, what have you. I'm going to Vegas this week for several shows, which is a great way to start a DAR. I'm now starting to get all the calls again, all the emails saying, oh, it's a DAR. When can you come and perform for us this Purim or this? It's going to be a full schedule until Pesach, packed Pesach. I don't know. We were meant to be together at Pesach a couple of years ago. I don't know if we'll cross paths again this time. But it's going to be hopefully a full schedule now.
Ashley Blaker with us live via telephone. 2 months of Adar this year. 2 months of Adar this year. Hopefully that'll help bounce things back from this whole COVID and Omicron thing. We need to get one break at least, right? So at least it's 2 months of Adar. It'll increase the opportunity, hopefully, to make people laugh and to do some great performances.
I think for 1 year they should have done 3 months of Adar.
Yeah, I agree with this. I think we could use it, frankly, after everything that everyone has been through. Ashley Blaker is with us. All right, so now the key is with you in New York and with all these shows being planned, how does a synagogue, a group, an organization, those who want to see Ashley Blaker live and in person, and even those, I guess, who may still want to see you online, what do people do? How do they get in touch?
What should they do or what do they do? What they should do is email info@ashleyblaker.com.
Okay.
Or just go to my website and click email, what have you. What they actually do is try and get hold of me by the most random way possible. That is what normally happens, because, like, get in touch via Instagram. And then what they do is they'll go, well, we're having this big dinner, and we'd love you to perform. How much would it be for you to come perform? And I always say, well, I mean, what's your budget? And they go, no, we don't have a budget. I said, really, you don't have a budget? No, we don't have a budget. I said, but you must have a budget. No, we don't have a budget. Well, I don't, can you just tell us how much? What's your budget? We don't have a budget. All right, it'll be X amount. Oh, that's double our budget. You just said you didn't have a budget. Oh, no, we do have a budget. We're lying. Jeez. Yeah, so that's how it actually happened.
So that's how.
That's how. But you would be aware of that now.
Well, that happens at times, I guess. I try to keep a little bit more of an upbeat attitude toward the toward our brothers and sisters, but I hear what you're saying. Ashley Blaker with us, info@ashleyblaker.com, info@ashleyblaker.com. He's in the United States right now in the New York area, and he's ready to make your month of Adar even happier than you thought it would be, even funnier than you thought it would be. Now, with the series that you did in Great Britain, which I happened to watch a couple of those episodes, really cool. I want to make sure I understood what you said earlier. Are they commissioning you to do more? Are there more episodes?
Yeah. A new series, which I'm writing now. I have a tour. I'm working on a book. We're developing
And what's that going to focus on? If they're asking you to do a new series, what's the theme of that one?
No, the same. So a second series.
Oh,
first
a,
se- series.
A
it's
second.
Called, it's called actually Baker 6.5 Children. It was about my children.
So it's a second season. What we would call a second season.
A second season, yeah. A second season. So the first, it's about a life with a large family, but it's focused on raising children with special needs and adoption and parenting during COVID. And the second season's going to talk about going on vacation with children and raising teenagers and relationships with family and neighbors. And, yeah, so anyway, I've got to write it. But these things take me a little bit of time, depending on how easily I'm very easily distracted by other stuff.
And you work a lot of those subjects into your regular routine, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, for sure, it depends. I mean, that what I love about doing those shows is it's completely secular. That's not, I mean, the Jewish stuff kind of seeps in, but it's not a Jewish show. It's for a show for the whole world.
General
the whole
crowd.
UK,
right?
And the general, exactly. And then it's fun as well then to come and perform for Jewish audience. You can do all those fun Jewish jokes that I can't do otherwise. You can't, you know, you're not going to be doing jokes about all the fun Jewish stuff and keeping Shabbos and trying to keep kosher and all those kind of things for a general public who have no idea what you're talking about.
It's funny. I saw online this week someone had posted a series of quotes that only Jewish people would understand. So I guess that's sort of what you're referring to. Although, frankly, the show you did in Manhattan, which was for a general audience, did include some.
Absolutely. I love that as well. That's always fun as well. It's great doing. And actually, the truth is that the things that I actually perform for nowadays, when I perform for even Jewish organizations, if I do Jewish material, I would like to think actually even not any non-religious, even a non-Jewish person would actually understand.
Right.
So, you know, it can be done. And you're right. Yeah, that was the whole point of that show. It was that was the title, Goy Friendly. I wanted to do something that also that actually demystified a little bit. There is, you know, so much misinformation about Judaism. I think it's quite, you know, worthwhile to actually post the kind of a perspective that people can get.
Yeah, and people don't realize that even through a comedy routine, somebody can go ahead and really convey messages to the world about our beliefs and about our traditions that, you know, help explain things a bit, which is always important. It's always important that everyone understand each other. And even in your venue, you could accomplish that goal, which is pretty cool.
Well, thank you. And back in New York, I can hunt down some Yapchik at Luzzi's and Bar Park. You always remember you were the man who told me about the Yapchik, and I went that day to Luzzi's in Bar Park, got myself Yapchik, and got obsessed. I got addicted. I have an addiction to Yapchik.
You don't regret it for a second, do you?
I love it.
Do they have it in the United Kingdom?
I've never seen it. Now, it may be the case in some areas. I've never seen that, honestly.
Well, you know, if they have it, they're probably calling it something different. They're probably using a different name.
Right, exactly.
I would assume. Yeah. Ashley Blaker, everybody. He was one of the stars of Kosher Halftime Show 2020, you may recall. And now he's back here in the New York area, ready to entertain everybody during the months of Adar with his amazing comedy act. And he'll bring you up to date like he did this morning for us here at JMM. He'll bring you up to date on all his amazing activities, both in the UK and around the world. Information, just write to him, info@ashleyblaker.com, info@ashleyblaker.com, and bring him to your organization, your synagogue, your group as soon as possible. You'll be glad you did. The reaction to Ashley's routine is always amazing. Mr. Blaker, always a delight to speak with you, sir.
Absolutely, and you know, just can I just say though,
sure.
Malcolm, when you say write to me, that not with complaints, because that I love. I do get a lot of that as well.
No, but you would love people to write to you just to invite you to their town and invite you
to invite me to hear that they don't have a budget. Yeah, that's what we like.
Good luck with that. That's where it always starts. So good luck with that.
That's what it's like.
Ashley Blaker, everybody, star of Kosher Halftime Show 2020 as we get set for Kosher Halftime Show 2022. And always nice to reminisce about some of our great successes. And having him in our Kosher Halftime Show just before COVID was, and it had nothing to do with the fact it was just, we didn't know it was just before COVID. But it was pretty amazing, frankly. And if you want to check it out, you can go online and just search Kosher Halftime Show 2020. Anyway, in addition to reminiscing, we remind you that he's finally back in the United States of America after a longer than ever thought of period of time in the United Kingdom because of the whole COVID thing. He is back, and if you'd like to book him for your next event, it's info@ashleyblaker.com.